Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week on The Road to Fellowship. Now, we've been looking at the two men, maybe disciples, walking with Jesus and talking with Him some distance on their way to Emmaus, yet not recognizing Him for who He is. But when Jesus started to open up the Scriptures to lay a foundation and a groundwork in them, it began to stir in their heart. Yet, even at that time, and even the Word of God did not open up their eyes. So now, we are kind of caught up. But here, I have a question for you. So, what was it that finally opened up their eyes? Well, Luke writes, and it came to pass, as he, Jesus, sat at meat, or having a meal with them, he took the bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, that would be Jesus. And Jesus then vanished out of their sight. Luke 24:35. Okay, let us stop for a moment. Does this sound something like the Last Supper or the Passover feast? Well, sure. So, who were the men at the Last Supper? Why, they were the apostles. Could these two men that walked with Jesus been at the Last Supper? I don't know about you, my friend, but it sure sounds and looks like it. Yet, they walked and they talked with Jesus for a long distance, and they knew him not. They had no spiritual insight. But how could the apostles have no spiritual insight yet be used of God to do ministry? Wow, what a thought. I'll let that sink in for a second. Well, my friend, it is not, repeat, not about ministry. It's not about miracles and healings and feeding the poor in the name of Jesus. But it is about coming to know Jesus Christ. It was when Jesus broke the bread at dinner, their eyes were opened. So why then did Jesus' breaking of the bread open their eyes? Why did that open their eyes when all the other things that Jesus did not? Well, what does breaking of the bread mean? It symbolizes. Well, it represents communion with Jesus. And the core of what is communion with Jesus is his death and his resurrection. And to truly see Jesus, we must identify with his death and his resurrection. Let me say that again. To truly be able to see Jesus, we must identify with his death and resurrection. If so, then we can enter into a oneness with him in the Spirit. But until this point, these men and us, and these guys were maybe disciples or maybe apostles, did not have that oneness with Christ. And worse, they did not even know that they did not have it. They were blind and they were deceived. Their goals and their purposes were other than those of Jesus Christ, who they said that they knew. Boy, does that sound familiar today? But as Jesus spoke to them out of the Old Testament and showed them the truth, they began to hunger for more. So what the church, or I would say most folks in the church, have lost is a hunger for more of Jesus. Wow. We've lost a hunger for more of Jesus. Oh, our salvation is enough. My sins are forgiven. I've walked the aisle, and now I'm on my way to heaven. I have my golden ticket in hand, my fire insurance from hell. But oh no, my friend, this will not do. This will not draw us into communion with the Lord. We must have more. We must have more of Jesus. The men who sat with Jesus at the supper had their eyes were open, wanted more. They wanted more truth. They wanted more understanding, and they wanted more revelation. Now, listen closely, my friend. Just having our sins forgiven will not, repeat, not give us wisdom, truth, and revelation. Let me say that again. Just having our sins forgiven will not, repeat, not give us wisdom, truth, and revelation. Oh no. These come by way of spending time with the Lord, getting to know Him. Not working so much for Him, but becoming like Him in character and nature. By communing with Him and not so much talking with Him in communication, And why? Because communion is always at the heart level. Wow. You know, when I would, story time. So when I would travel overseas every month, when I was up every other month, when I was a little younger, about 3 days before I would head for home, there would begin building in me the desire to really see my wife. Now I missed her the entire time, but I knew soon I would see her, and I would touch her face, and I would smell her scent. How excited I would get. Day one and day two passed, and the excitement grew. Day three, and I was on my way. On the plane ride home, my eager anticipation only got stronger and stronger. When we landed at RGU, I was like a little schoolboy. You know, first day of school, knowing soon I will see my wonderful, beautiful wife, Karen. Off the plane, out of the gate, and up the runway, because I didn't walk, to the baggage claim. But first, last obstacle to overcome, the stairs. I would stand at the top of the stairs and look for Karen. Suddenly, our eyes would meet. I would see her smiling face, and off I would go. One step, two steps, and it seemed as if I was floating on air down the steps. And now, only a few feet apart, at last, a warm embrace. Our hearts are beating as one. No words are needed. No communication is needed. Just communion, heart to heart. Weeks disappeared into the moment which seemed like hours. It was not simply the physical touch, as it was not the physical act of breaking the bread that opened their eyes. It was the fellowship, the communion with Christ Himself, symbolized that which opened their eyes and allowed them to see Jesus. Do we want to see Jesus? Do you want to see Jesus? Well, the only way is by spiritual fellowship, true communion with Him. It is by being brought into a oneness with Him and in purpose. We have to lose our lives, our goals, our purpose, our self, our ownership under the work of the cross, so that we might find Him as our life. If we allow Him to break us too, then our blindness will likewise be broken. What will emerge then is a revelation, a realization, and an experience of Jesus Christ that is only found in and flows out of His resurrection life in us. Now, this is true freedom. True freedom comes from knowing the truth that is a person and knowing Him, which means to experience Him. Let me say that again. True freedom comes from knowing the truth that is a person, and knowing Him means to experience Him. Now, that is fellowship. Everything in the story we have discussed leads up to this one simple fact. Communion with Christ is an experiencing of Christ that opens our eyes to seeing Jesus. And the eyes of our understanding now will be enlightened, and that we will know Him. That is, He is the truth. But our eyes are open, and we know that He is the truth. He is the light. And we must be able to, then we will see Him. Now, please know the freedom we experience in Christ does not allow us to do or say whatsoever we feel to say and do. Oh, no. Our freedom in Christ comes out from the restrictions and the limitations of the Word of God and the cross that we must labor under through God's dealing and judgments in our lives. Yes, we are yoked to Christ, or we will be yoked to the world and to Satan. Our choice. Next week, we will begin to look at fellowshipping with Christ. After we see Christ, then we will be fellowshipping with Christ as we look more at the road to fellowship. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous week, hoping that this teaching is blessing your heart and you are becoming more and more conformed into the image of God's dear Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.